7. Currently, plenty of sunshine here in central Wisconsin at our studios on East Wausau Avenue in Wausau. Sunny and 39 degrees is the temperature. I am Chad Holmes. Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up between now and 4 p.m., Lenti on the plate in about a little less than half an hour. At 2:33 today, I'll be joined by WAOW-TV9 news anchor Brad Hansen. Brad Hansen with us coming up at 2:33. And also in the second hour, I'll be discussing and have sound from an event I participated in today, highlighting the 13th anniversary of the Affordable Care Act. I and two others discussed how the ACA benefited us, citizens of Wisconsin, along with comments as well from Governor Tony Evers. Again, this was an event where a number of weeks back, we had Joel Lewis on this program from Citizen Action of Wisconsin, and he had been aware that I had talked about my health issues about 3 years ago. I was in the hospital a couple of times, a bad case of pneumonia. It was right around the time of COVID. Maybe I had COVID. I'm not sure. It was right before COVID locked us down. But talked about it. Talked about the fact that without the health care coverage I had from the Affordable Care Act, I would not have been able to stay out of major debt. When I got the bill after I completed my stay in the hospital, saw the line items, the amount of money that was charged to me for being in the hospital, and the amount of money that was paid by insurance, because I did have insurance coverage through the Affordable Care Act. So instead of being in debt for the rest of my life, instead of perhaps being forced to go into bankruptcy, I paid off my portion of the debt. Each and every month, they withdrew $212 from my account. And then until it got down to zero. And in fact, it got down to zero last summer. It took a little more than 2 years, about 2.5 years, for me to pay off my debt to the hospital for the coverage and the care that I had. But without the insurance coverage I had from the Affordable Care Act, I would have been paying that off for the rest of my life. I mean, it was amazing looking at the line items in terms of the amount of money for each of the tests that were done, for the stay that I had for 5 nights that I was in the hospital the first time around, and then another night later on. And just everything that it adds up in terms of the costs. And if I had not had coverage, and I did not have any insurance coverage until the Affordable Care Act. I never had insurance as an adult. Ever since I got out of school, got into the workforce, been in this business for quite a long time, never made a lot of money in this business, and always felt like, hey, I was young, I was healthy, take the chance I'm not going to need any insurance, take the chance I wasn't going to be sick, take the chance that I would not be caught in a situation where an avalanche of bills would be falling on top of me. Well, after the Affordable Care Act was voted into law 13 years ago today, I signed up. I was able to go on to the Affordable Care Act website and find some insurance coverage, good insurance coverage. And with the program that had subsidies, be able to afford healthcare and then have it when I needed it. And again, you know, we all go through when we're very young, just out into the workforce, the idea, no, we're not going to need this. We're not going to have any issues. We're not going to have a situation where I'm going to have to be in the hospital for a significant amount of time, have numerous tests be done, and have just an incredible bill be run up. But that's what happened to me 3 years ago, just over 3 years ago, in fact. And I talked to Joel Lewis. He had asked me about telling the story to Citizen Action of Wisconsin, and he passed along what I told him. And then Protect Our Care Wisconsin hosted this virtual event today to highlight the 13th anniversary of the Affordable Care Act in conjunction with Citizen Action of Wisconsin. Myself and two other Wisconsin residents talked about what the Affordable Care Act was able to do for us, discussed how it benefited us. And then after we told our stories, the governor came on and spoke about it as well. So what we're going to do in hour number two is I'm going to play back my comments, the comments of the other two Wisconsinites, average citizens of Wisconsin, and also hear the comments that were made this morning during this event from Governor Tony Evers as well. So that'll be coming up in hour number two of the program. Also today, I got a phone call from Tom Weinkoff, longtime basketball coach, girls basketball coach at Newman and Wausau West. Been working with him since the 2001-2002 school year, covered his teams every year. And big announcement today. We're going to talk about that after we take a quick timeout. I'm Chad Holmes. The time is 2:13, 39 degrees, here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. With you on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 2:16, currently a pleasant day. Not as warm as we'd like. Temperature stands at 39 degrees, so plenty of sunshine. Makes you feel better to see a little bit of sunshine. Before the break, mentioned this morning, received a phone call. Man that I've worked with for a long time. I've been doing high school sports here on Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. On WXCO, Bull Falls Radio, of course, started last August, but been with WXCO for the most part. A couple of breaks during the years, but for the most part, since the fall of 2001. And starting with the 2001-2002 high school girls basketball season, been covering teams coached by Tom Weinkoff. And, of course, we've done basketball broadcasts with Newman Catholic High School and Wausau West High School during all these years. And Coach Weinkoff was first at Newman Catholic. Incredible success at Newman. He was able to take Newman Catholic to three WIAA state championships that first year I was covering Newman here in central Wisconsin back in 2002, added state championships in 2010 and 2011 as well. After retiring from Newman Catholic, he returned about a year after that and has been the coach at Wausau West for the past 6 years, leading West to a couple of undefeated Wisconsin Valley Conference championships during that run. exceptional success, 102 wins in that 6-year span with only 41 losses. But today he gave a call, said it's time to hang it up after an incredibly successful career. Said he wanted to let me know that as we worked together for so long that he had decided that it was time to retire. Got some grandkids he wants to go and watch play as well. And it's just time. And it's hard to put into the proper perspective the success that Tom Wyckoff has had. I mean, he has done it both with the boys and in the girls' side. Back in the 1970s, he was the head boys basketball coach at Marathon High School. And some of those Marathon teams were among the best that we've seen in Wisconsin. In fact, Coach Wyckoff, as boys coach at Marathon, led the Red Raiders to the state championship in 1975, did it again in 1976, and then a third in a row in 1977. So three titles as a boys coach, three titles as a girls coach. And the thing was, he was at Marathon until about, I think it was 1983, and then he stepped away from coaching. He stepped away from coaching for quite a while, for well over a decade, close to 15 years. Then he came back and took over a Newman Catholic girls program that was struggling at the time, was able to build it up and make it a powerhouse in Wisconsin girls basketball during his tenure with the Cardinals. And then after stepping away for a short time, decided to come back again with Wausau West and has been nothing but successful at Wausau West as well. So when you look at the numbers, an overall coaching record of 671 wins, just 172 losses. 671 wins. And you hear about the numbers. Jerry Pettigrew, the all-time winningest boys basketball coach, has just stepped away from Cuba City. Coach Wyckoff, I mean, if he would not have stepped away, and I think the thing about it is perhaps you don't have the success unless you did step away. But he had a decade and a half where he didn't add to those numbers. Boy, I mean, 671 wins and still a bit in a big gap between his boys' tenure with Marathon and then the outstanding girls' tenures with Newman Catholic and Wausau West. But 671 wins, 172 losses, 440 of those wins came as a girls' basketball coach at Newman and West. So 440 on the girls' side, 231 wins with Marathon as well on the boys' side, 15 trips to the state tournament. He had the 6 championships, twice finished as a state runner-up, and 7 other trips to the state tournament during his tenure. 18 conference championships as well during just an incredible success in terms of the run. But beyond that, and I am very fortunate to be able to do a program like this that talks about so many big issues and talks about what's going on in our community, in our state, in our country, and also very lucky to be able to do all the sports that I do, be able to do the play-by-play and also be able to do our big high school sports show, which we just wrapped up our season last night at 32 straight Wednesday nights with coverage of high school sports. We'll take a break now until August when the football season kicks off again, but always a great opportunity to talk to coaches and players and people involved in high school athletics. And one thing that we've noticed in recent years is how different it is now in terms of the tenure of coaches. You're not going to see 10 years like we have with Tom Wyckoff or with Jerry Pettigrew, Jerry Sins, the longtime football coach at Edgar. If you go back, Wayne Steffenhagen was a longtime coach at DC Everest. You have these coaches that would be there decade after decade and have successful season after successful season, have great respect from the students, from the families, from the administrations, do things in order to help young student athletes be their best during their high school years and then also be their best after that. And in fact, last night on our big high school sports show, one of the folks that we talked to in our final show was Dan Witter. He was a terrific player at Newman Catholic. Then he was a coach and teacher at Newman Catholic for more than a decade. And for the past couple of decades, has been the head boys basketball coach and a teacher at Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School. And myself and my co-host were talking to Dan Witter and, about continuing and the fight to try to get back to a state tournament and to be successful. And he talked about the fact that it's about the relationships. It's about the relationships with those student athletes. It's about the relationships with everybody involved in a program, that over time, the wins and the losses fade away. Yeah, you remember those big wins, and maybe you remember those, you know, disappointing losses that may have taken away an opportunity to win a championship. But in the end, the wins and the losses fade back. It's about having those relationships with young people, being an example, being a mentor for these young people that will truly be the leaders in our society in the future. And again, in many of the sports in the high school ranks, it's not an easy job. It's not a job where these coaches get huge amounts of additional pay. Most of these coaches are teachers as well as coaches. They get a small stipend, basically, to deal with a lot of issues, not just in terms of being a coach, having to deal with sometimes players or sometimes families, sometimes outside influences that think, oh, well, so-and-so should be playing more, or so-and-so should be getting better, and dealing with, you know, the academic issues, make sure all the players are keeping up with their work and all the other issues that young people have to deal with when there's a problem that they come to their coach with. And you see so much more turnover these days when it comes to high school coaches. And I think something's being lost because of that. There's so much pressure being put on these coaches as well to win, and also play everybody and try to get these kids scholarships. Well, I've seen statistics where less than 2% of folks that or kids that play high school athletics go on to participate in collegiate athletics. For the great, great, great majority of the kids that we see on courts or fields or rinks, that is it. That is the end of their athletic career at the end of high school. Some people don't understand that. Some people don't understand what the real point is of high school athletics. And having great leaders, having coaches and teachers that are with programs for a long time adds to the success, not only in terms of wins and losses, but in terms of having that foundation that every program needs to have. And when you see Jerry Pettigrew, who again has been in high school basketball in Cuba City forever, announcing this year that this was it, that he's retired, and with a wins record that will never be touched, because we don't see it anymore. We don't see these coaches that go decade after decade. So Jerry Pettigrew announcing his retirement, and then this morning getting word that Tom Wyckoff, again, just a Central Wisconsin basketball legend. I mean, truly a legend in terms of what he's been able to accomplish at Marathon, at Newman Catholic, at Wausau West, and to somebody that has been around the game for so very, very many years. And it's going to be different without him being on the sideline, because I think a lot of folks here in Central Wisconsin are very much used to seeing Coach Wyckoff pacing the sidelines, and more often than not, pacing the sidelines deep into playoff runs and even at the state tournament. So again, 671 wins over his illustrious career, 440 wins as a girls basketball coach, 15 trips to the state tournament, 18 conference championships, and again, one of the rare coaches that's done it both with the boys and the girls. Three state championships with Marathon in 1975, 76, and 77, and three girls basketball state championships with Newman Catholic in 2002, 2010, and 2011. Over the past more than 20 years, it's been a pleasure dealing with Coach Wyckoff and dealing with everybody that's been around him in these programs. It's been a pleasure to watch the success that these student athletes that he has coached has had, and it's again just been a lot of fun to be able to see these programs and lift these student athletes. And so many of these student athletes have gone on to become very, very successful parents, spouses, and within their work lives as well over these years. Coming up, we're going to have a news update, And then we will be talking to Brad Hansen. I'm going to talk to Brad. Mentioned the Tom Wyckoff retirement. Also talked to Brad about his experiences down covering the state basketball tournaments the last couple of weeks as well. So Brad Hansen coming up next as we continue here on this Thursday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. Welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And right now, very happy to welcome back to the program from WAOW TV9, Channel 9 News anchor Brad Hansen. And first of all, Brad, thank you especially because you're on vacation. And when somebody actually takes time when they're on vacation to come and talk to me, I do really, really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Chad.
I know you've been very busy lately down in Madison and Green Bay doing the high school basketball. And since you're on vacation, I'm not sure if you had heard, but earlier today I got a call from Tom Wyckoff, and he says he's retiring as the head girls basketball coach at Wausau West. I know during your 2 weeks doing basketball, last week especially, had a chance to see another legend who is retiring, Jerry Pettigrew. In fact, I know you did play-by-play with Jerry Pettigrew as your color commentator. But I know probably in your days covering sports here in Central Wisconsin, you must have crossed paths more than once with Tom Wyckoff, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I covered him quite a bit in my early days here as a sports director. Just incredible when you can see a coach like Tom or Jerry have such longevity, and really impressive at the high school level, because the game will always change a bit here and there. It's undergone, a pretty dramatic shift over the last decade as we've moved to, the threes and the dunks pretty much only. But, for the most part, basketball is basketball, but the kids are always changing. And to be around that long and still being able to connect with high school athletes is really impressive, and says a lot about Tom and Jerry both, about who they are, how much passion they have for the game, and how much passion they have for teaching the game, to these younger generations. So, yeah, I had not heard about Tom, but congratulations to him. That'll be a big role to fill. And then, of course, as you said, I got to spend some time with Jerry, and I mean, that man has forgotten more about basketball than I'll ever hope to know. He is just an incredible fountain of knowledge. And it's fun to watch him at the tournament, because it's almost like a rock star or royalty. Everybody knows him. Everybody wants to shake his hand. In fact, just a quick story for you. Before the boys' tournament started in Madison, we were courtside about 11:30 for our pre-tournament meeting, and the Badgers were on the court, just doing a little light shooting. they're walking off, and Jerry shouts across the court to Greg Gard, and Greg Gard comes running back and ends up talking to Jerry Pettigrew for about 20 minutes. And, not many people could shout at a D1 coach across the gym and get him to come to you, but Jerry could. So that was pretty fun to watch.
It's got to be difficult to step away after so many years, even though everybody probably knows when the right time is, some of us better than others. Was there any sense of sadness with him knowing that he had, that he's not going to be coaching anymore? Or is he, very at home or very at peace with that decision?
Yeah, I didn't get any sense from him that there was any overarching sadness or anything like that. But it's hard to tell with Jerry. He's always just happy and just grateful to be there. And, so his demeanor this year from last or the year before, I didn't really notice any difference. But, you know, Jerry is just Jerry. He's just a cool guy, easygoing guy.
Again, we're talking to Brad Hansen from WAOW-TV9, news anchor on Channel 9 here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Well, let's talk about the last 2 weeks. You were over in Green Bay for the girls and then over in Madison for the boys. I guess, first of all, general impressions. Were the tournaments everything that you expected them to be? Was there the same kind of energy and excitement? Was it, I guess, what you expected as someone who's been a veteran of doing a number of these events?
Yeah. I thought this year's tournaments were really good. I think with any tournament, you're going to have a fair number of blowouts and kind of games that are like, whatever. I felt this year we had more close games than we have in years past. And maybe not close all the way up to the end, but close long enough to keep your attention. I think about the Division II semifinals in the boys tournament. Both of those games came down to the final shot. Mm-hmm. I can't remember many games coming down to the final shot, much less two in a row. The energy was great at both arenas. Championship Saturday is just unrivaled in both tournaments. Those are two of the best days of the year, as far as I'm concerned. And we had great crowds, great bands. Fall River, they brought a pep rock band. Mm-hmm. So they had a drummer, a lead guitarist, two bassists, they had keyboards, and then some actual band instruments as well, and a singer. They were singing all the songs that they were playing. So just fun energy. Everybody was so excited to be there. It was a great tournament.
And I saw Alex there with you as well, working on those games in different roles. How much better is it for you guys from Channel 9 when you do have a local team like Newman being involved in it?
We love it. We wish more Wausau area teams, Central Wisconsin area teams would make it. Those are the games as far as when we're working up the schedule. You know, those are pretty much automatic. I knew once Newman made it in that was the game that I was calling. And so that's always fun because you're more familiar with these teams and you get such tunnel vision covering the teams that you cover. And, you do a great job of covering the entire area and being kind of connected in with all the conferences and stuff. But we kind of, hone in on the teams that we can cover. And truthfully, for me, even less now that I'm in news and, kind of gallivant around in sports for a couple weeks a year. But, so it's cool when you can see these kids that, I've been covering these guys when they were coming in as freshmen. That's when I was still sports director here. So always fun to see area teams. And it's the only time I root for teams, I was kind of excited I didn't have to call the championship game. So I sat there as a fan and watched Newman play and was very impressed with the way that they recovered. They didn't play a particularly good game Friday morning.
No.
But they played good enough and looked a lot more like the team that we were familiar with all year round on Saturday. And taking home the gold ball, such a cool thing to see those guys come home with it.
And I guess to wrap up this part of the discussion, I'm obviously very lucky. I get to do play-by-play a lot every week and every month, it seems like. And for yourself, to be able to do that, to be in a big venue like the Resch Center or the Kohl Center, to sit down with the monitors, sit down with a terrific analyst, to be able to be in a big scene and then call play-by-play, I imagine it just must be like Christmas morning when you get around to doing that, because it's got to be a lot of fun.
It is. I went back and listened. I called the first game of the girls tournament on Thursday of that week. And I'm not sure I've ever heard so much excitement in my own voice on air ever. There's just something about these 2 weeks and how cool it is for all the kids that get to do it. And that's really what it is for me. This is, for most of these kids, this is the biggest stage athletically they'll ever be on. And it's such a cool thing. And so to be able to be a part of that experience and bring this professional aspect in the broadcast to it, that's something they're going to have for the rest of their lives. I'm sure their families are buying the DVDs and You know, and so it's so important to me to make sure that it's something that they can be proud of for years to come. Yeah, it is almost surreal to sit down in that seat, you know, on the floor of the Kohl Center, looking at this big college court, and yeah, there I am with the headset, getting to be the play-by-play guy. I am incredibly fortunate that my bosses have continued to let me do this, even after I moved on to news, and it's something I don't take lightly or take for granted, really.
Again, we're talking to Brad Hansen from WAOW-TV9, news anchor, very busy news anchor with a little dash of sports on the side. Let's turn to the news, because when I first started this program, and I got you on pretty quickly last summer, you were just starting up with a new newscast at 4 o'clock, and I wanted to ask you about the news. It feels to me, maybe I'm off, but it feels like here in Central Wisconsin, there's a lot of interesting news stories that have been developing, whether it's, you know, the Wausau school consolidation and other stories. Do you get a sense that, I mean, there's just feels like there's been quite a bit of news out there here that we can focus on in Central Wisconsin, especially for local sources? Is that how it's felt since you started, especially added yet another newscast to the repertoire that you have at News 9?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the concerns when we added that 4 o'clock is there going to be enough? And we always joked coming out of COVID that once COVID wasn't the dominant story anymore, what were we going to do? You know, there was a time where our newscasts were filled with COVID, and then a couple other stories, and that was it, you know. But we have not, I can't remember ever a day recently where we have not, where we've had trouble filling our time and filling all those newscasts. There has been a lot of great news. And honestly, I think we're lucky, too. A lot of the area, like sheriff's departments, police departments, they recognize the power of the local media and the power of information sharing. And so they have been really good about getting info out to us. Because there's, you know, we are obviously are in Wausau, but there's a lot that happens in Taylor and Oneida counties and Vilas County, all these counties that are a long ways away from us. And without the agencies there doing what they're doing, you know, we wouldn't be able to cover the area nearly as well as we do. So, yeah, there's a lot of people in our area who recognize the importance of what we do, the importance of making sure people know what's going on. And there has been, it just seems like every day there's something new, that carries for a while.
And what is the philosophy? Because I know here at Civic Media, it's so important to try to be localized, to be able to tell stories that you don't get anywhere else. I imagine that when you're in your newsroom, when you're having meetings about coverage, that's got to be one of the most important aspects, is to be able to tell those stories that you're not able to get anywhere else in this era where there's information pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we will you know, certainly localize the number of national stories that, you know, have an effect on people here. But there are so many things going on here that aren't going to get covered unless we cover them. And, excuse me, that's what the people want in our area. They don't, you know, if they want to tune into what's happening nationally, they'll tune in at 5:30 for ABC World News Tonight with David Muir. You know, but if they're tuning in at 5 and 6, they want to know what's happening in their own backyard. And we take that very seriously as far as trying to find and keep our newscast as local heavy as we can, which again can be a challenge when you're filling an hour at 4, a half an hour at 5, 6, 9, and 10, and then 2.5 hours in the morning. And then a half an hour at 11 as well. But, you know, we have we're pretty fortunate in that we have a pretty well-staffed newsroom right now, and a lot of young reporters who are hungry and willing and anxious to go out and find the good stories, to tell those stories, to find sources and do what they need to do. So, yeah, it is local as much as we can make it.
And finally, can you tell your meteorologists, I know we have a lot of great meteorologists over there, to warm it up so I can do some baseball and softball?
Hey, man, I'm right there with you. This is brutal, and they're talking about more snow coming on Saturday, and you know, they keep sending these emails out to us telling us about it, and I'm like, just stop, please. I'm done with it.
Where are you actually on your vacation?
So I'm actually, we've spent most of the week in Chautauqua, Wisconsin, about a half an hour north of Eau Claire. And this afternoon, I'm actually up near the Hayward area to visit my grandma and my aunt and uncle are in town, too. So we were just watching some home movies, and we had some lunch, and we're just kind of hanging out. So.
Well, I appreciate you taking a time out from your vacation and your family time to spend a few minutes with us. It's always great to talk to you, and you did a great job again at the state basketball, and always enjoy watching you on Channel 9. But, Brad, again, really appreciate it, and we'll talk again real soon.
Thanks, Chad. Appreciate you. Have a good one.
That's Brad Hansen from WAOW TV9. Again, you catch him a lot when he's back after his vacation with so many newscasts over on WAOW. We're going to take a quick time out and be right back here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.
If you want me, you can find me left of center off of the strip. In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner out of the grip. If you want me, you can find me left of center off of the strip. In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner out of the grip. When they ask me, what are you looking at? I always answer, nothing much, not much. I think they know that I'm looking at them. They think I must be out of touch, but I'm only in the outskirts and in the fringes, on the edge and off the avenue. And if you want me, you can find me left of center, wondering about you.
Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, plenty of sunshine today here in central Wisconsin. 39 degrees at our studios on East Wausau Avenue. Thanks again to Brad Hansen for joining us. Brad, of course, anchor on WAOW TV9. 4 o'clock, I think 5, 6, 10. You lose track, but he's a very hardworking guy and glad he's spent a few minutes with us during his vacation here on this Thursday. Again, coming up in the next hour, we're going to be hearing me, along with a couple of others. It's going to be me, not in my role as this host of this program. As I mentioned earlier, Joel Lewis from Citizen Action of Wisconsin had asked me to share a story that I had spoken about concerning my experiences with the Affordable Care Act. And today is the 13th anniversary of the Affordable Care Act. And I gave Joel my story. He passed it along to the Protect Our Care Wisconsin folks. And they reached out to me because they were hosting an event today to highlight the 13th anniversary of the Affordable Care Act. Me and two other folks from Wisconsin, citizens. I mean, my role as a citizen spoke about our experiences. And also speaking was a fourth person, another citizen of Wisconsin, but a man that has a little bit more power. The governor, Tony Evers. So I was part of a group of four earlier today as part of this virtual event, again, to highlight the 13th anniversary of the Affordable Care Act. And we're going to hear what I had to say, what the other two folks had to say, and also what the governor had to say coming up in the second hour of this program. I was very honored to be part of it, and I was very honored to tell my story in terms of how the Affordable Care Act has helped me in my life. And so very happy that here 13 years later, the Affordable Care Act is still in force and they're trying to do more and more to make it even better. So that will be coming up in our number two of the program. But speaking of the governor and also Democrats, and something that I think is vitally important in this era right now in Wisconsin, we are in an era where we have a governor that's a Democrat, but very difficult because nearly two-thirds of both the Wisconsin State Assembly and the Wisconsin State Senate are Republicans. And we've talked about it ad nauseum about how the lines drawn for both Assembly districts, Senate districts, for congressional districts have been gerrymandered, led by Robin Voss and other Republicans. The thing about that is, yeah, they're going to try to overturn them, try to get a victory on April 4th in the state Supreme Court election, and then try to get a lawsuit through that will overturn those unfair laws, those gerrymandered districts. and redraw the lines more fairly. But until then, the Democrats cannot just sit back, cannot play defense totally. And this week, Governor Evers and other Democrats announced legislation. And of course, Democrats and legislation is going to be very difficult even to get hearings. We've seen in the last couple of years, Republicans very rarely hold hearings on democratically backed bills. But you still have to put out legislation. You have to put out ideas. You have to try to win the battle of ideas. And the governor and Democrats announced legislation to repeal Wisconsin's 1849 era criminal abortion ban. Yes, intellectually, we know that Attorney General Josh Call's lawsuit has a better chance of overturning the 1849 era abortion ban. But again, in order to win the hearts and minds of the voters of Wisconsin, you need to put out ideas that resonate. And this is an idea that will resonate. It is, again, we look at the Marquette University law poll numbers and other numbers. The people of Wisconsin, like the people of the United States, do not like abortion bans. So the governor, the Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, joined State Senator Kelda Royce and State Representative Lisa Subek, both of Madison, to reintroduce legislation earlier this week. To reintroduce this legislation during this legislative session to repeal the 1849 abortion ban. They were joined for the announcement by Senate Minority Leader Melissa Agard, Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer, as well as Democratic members of both houses, Attorney General Josh Call, community advocates, and healthcare providers. One thing I've really liked about what the governor has done since being reelected is he has kept his foot on the accelerator. He has been out there pushing these ideas. He knows it's not going to be easy to get Robin Voss and the other Republicans during this whole process, whether it's the budget or anything else, to come on board. But the first step is to get a popular groundswell with the citizens of Wisconsin. And I think the governor has done a very good job on that during the months since the election. According to Marquette's poll, nearly 60% of Wisconsin voters support safe, legal access to abortion, and more than 60% oppose the decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Yet Wisconsin Republicans have repeatedly refused to protect reproductive rights and repeal the state's criminal abortion ban. But again, we understand what the Republicans will do or what the Republicans will not do. The bottom line is Democrats, progressives, liberals have to continue to put out the ideas. Keep this in the public discourse. And again, I think we've seen Governor Evers today at the event we're going to hear later in this program. Seeing this, announcing again the legislation that will be put forward. The Republicans are not going to do anything. I understand that. But still, we need to keep the ideas at the front and center of our discussion politically here in the state of Wisconsin. So, again, I think there's some positives with that. Hopefully, we'll get to a point where the lines get redrawn, and hopefully we'll get a point where the representation in the Wisconsin State Assembly and the Wisconsin State Senate are more equal, basically, to what this state is. It's a state that actually leans slightly Democratic based on the statewide elections we've seen over the past decade. We got a CBS News update coming up, and then I'll be back with hour number two of the program. Yep, we have another hour to go. Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.